Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tom Gores deleted all but three tweets. He made his account semi-private. What do you think it means? 248-539-9797. I'm
Wait,
kidding.
You can do that? Semi-private? Wow.
The thing is, it
sounds like a room in the strip club. Semi-private? Doesn't it?
Or an area in the strip club.
Hello.
That's not... I just don't understand. Like, what? We can't keep up with all the things that are happening at Platinum Equity? It's not like he tweets all that much about the Pistons or his personal life.
No,
or
I know.
What's the point of that?
I didn't even know he was a tweeterer.
Not much.
I don't think I've ever watched his Twitterer.
The only time I ever knew that he tweeted something was when Andre Drummond was... he ended up being put in the All-Star game this past year, and he congratulated him and said how proud the city was. It's Bogey and Wojo here on 97.1 The Ticket. Once again, we are leading you into Tigers-Rays coverage out of Comerica Park.
Big game tonight.
And should be a very warm and wonderful evening down at Comerica Park, I might add.
No. It's almost 80.
I know. It's fantastic.
See, too hot. I miss the days when it was cold.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, it was a little warm, though. Woj gets a little sweaty.
That's enough from you.
Now, let me ask you this, Michael, because I was listening to the Michael kid, Valeni. You're Bogey.
Michael. Kyle. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This Stan Van Gundy stuff with the Pistons. Here's, and I know the Valeni kid freaked out and said, oh, my God, this is awful. Van Gundy's back as coach. But I don't necessarily believe that. I think the story that Adrian Wojnarowski came out with just about an hour ago or so leads me to believe that they are perhaps pushing towards an exit, because Van Gundy has said numerous times that he'll only, if he doesn't, he doesn't really need the job, and if it's not under the right conditions, he could be totally fine just leaving. And I think that could be what they're nudging for, because Gores reportedly wants him to change his front office, and I assume that would mean Jeff Bauer. So,
and hinted at it heavily leading up to the end of the season. Yeah.
And I wouldn't, if you're of the mind that Van Gundy coming back as coach is horrific, and I totally get that. I mean, yes, if I'm the owner of the Pistons, I make sweeping changes. Yes, of course.
Including the owner, actually. Would
well,
be great
he
as
can't
well.
Do yeah. that, though, I don't think. So if you're of that mind, I wouldn't necessarily think that's out of the realm of possibility yet. I really wouldn't, because they're still, he's not back yet. He's not. And if they're still talking and he's resisting, then there's still a good chance they won't. And it'll be amicable. I think Gores and Van Gundy will come out and say, listen, he came aboard 4 years ago, didn't work out. We're going to go in a different direction. And he's going in his direction.
Well, let's frame it like this then, because, you know, we've talked about this at length over, you know, the last few months about what should happen, could happen, you know, what the future may hold. But we can use Mike here. And as the ticket texters are so just smartly texting in about the type of sauce that Mike might be at Buffalo Wild Wings, we'll call him the Caribbean jerk.
Yeah. How did we not come up with that when we were throwing our sauces out?
I have no idea. It's absolutely perfect for Mike, though. But in all reality, are you with the Caribbean jerk that's on before us, you know, who comes in hot. He's got all that steam. He's very spicy, you know, with everything that he says. Are you with Mike that this 100% says Stan Van Gundy is going to be back in some sort of capacity? Or are you with Wojo and I in the sense that, you know what, there might be a chance that Van Gundy walks away? The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. And for me, I look at Stan Van Gundy as a very prideful individual.
Yes.
And a guy that has accomplished, you know, a lot in the NBA. And regardless of what he's done over the last 4 years, which has been a total disaster, and he hasn't done a good job at all, he has a pedigree and a history of being a respected voice and a respected individual, you know, across the NBA, right?
Correct.
So if you are Stan Van Gundy, and I said this during the crosswalk, am I supposed to believe that he would be comfortable coming back just as a head coach, knowing full well that the entire fan base, all the media members, you know, here, the entire NBA community would know that they told him, you did a bad job. You can't be in control anymore. You can't have all of this. You can't finish what you originally started, essentially being neutered to come back for one more year instead of just walking away, you know, keeping his pride, keeping his head and his chin held high as he goes down to his beach house in Orlando or near Orlando, I guess, because there isn't a beach in Orlando, or his beach house here in Michigan. I would think that he'd be more apt to do that instead of coming back under those circumstances.
I don't think he would want to come back. The only way I thought it would work, because you know how Gores kept talking about, he'll be a team player. When we meet after the season, he'll be a team player. Well, this is to be honest, 100% what I think both of us were talking about. These were going to be the discussions. They were going to ask him to change the front office, depending on how much they wanted him to change, would make Van Gundy decide whether or not he wanted to stay. And I do think he's drawing a line in Bauer. Like, maybe he would take another layer. But maybe he would take another layer of supervision. You know, there was some talk of Arne Tellem being in. But I don't think he would take Jeff Bauer being fired. I don't. And so then I think Van Gundy would be gone. And you say, oh, like he's really going to walk away and leave $7.5 million or whatever the heck it is. Nah, they would reach some mutual agreement, some settlement or something, I'm sure. It's not going to be nasty, I don't think. I mean, it can't be that nasty. They've been talking for 2 weeks. If it was nasty, it would have been over quickly, right?
Not to mention, I don't think this is the first time that they all have, or that these two, Stan Van Gundy and Tom Gores, have spoken about how things are going and, you know, the future and all that. So in that sense, it does make me believe that, you know what, the way that Stan Van Gundy handled Jeff Bauer in the public eye, you know, leading into the Blake Griffin trade, after the Blake Griffin trade, I mean, he was doing the, you know, media roundtable and all that, talking about the Blake Griffin deal and going, Jeff Bauer was really the guy behind the scenes. He orchestrated the whole thing. He was on the phone and setting the whole thing up. I mean, he really did say Jeff Bauer was the trigger man. He essentially said he's the one that got this trade done. Not only that, he put Jeff Bauer up there and let him answer the questions at the Blake Griffin introductory, you know, press conference out in Auburn Hills. Did he not? Trying to almost trumpet him and pump him up and make it look like Jeff Bauer might be a little bit better than Tom Gores or some people in that organization might think. It almost seems like Van Gundy knew this was coming and he's just digging in his heels at this point.
Or was distancing himself from the move.
Well,
is that possible?
Yeah, but he has the final say.
No,
though.
He does. He does. But I think he wanted it known that it wasn't all my idea. Just in case it doesn't work. It wasn't all me. I mean, everybody else wanted it, too.
See, we open up the show with these big, bold opinions. Well, we've been on it for months. We're all over it. And with that little comment right there, you single-handedly have me going,
I had maybe, myself going,
Maybe it was the ultimate backstabbing.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so. And listen, Valeni and that perception might be right. Maybe Gores will say, okay, I do want you back as coach. But the fact that it's gone on for 2 weeks and they haven't leads me to believe that Van Gundy is digging in his heels and sticking to what he has said before. I can take it or leave it. I can take it or leave it.
Which is interesting just because, again, Stan Van Gundy, a guy. Yeah, I mean, look, we say it's $7 million. He can walk away. He's made 28 over the last 4 years, not to mention everything he's earned, you know, in his entire career. I just can't see that as a reason why he would want to come back for one more year. And while they have tried to sell us on, you know, Reggie Jackson being injured and blah, 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 I can understand some people thinking, yeah, but SVG probably has his pride getting in the way in reverse because he wants to show everyone that he did have the blueprint right.
Fair point.
This group can potentially work. I just don't see that pride outweighing his pride in saying, you know what? Just forget it. I came. I thought I did a reasonably good job. It didn't work. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to work under an Arne Tellem or anyone else. Thanks. You know, we're okay here. I'm going to move on. It's just there's two different things that you can look to. And, you know, pride is clearly going to get in the way in one of them.
I just think if Van Gundy was willing to accept whatever change Gorris was, it would have been accepted by now. And Gorris is being indecisive and apparently and or maybe, I don't know, patient. But at some point, I think Van Gundy is going to make the final call. All right, here's the answer. Will you do it this way? If yes, do it. If not, okay.
And if that's the case, goodbye, SVG. Mm. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Are you with, again, the Caribbean jerk? The guy that runs really hot on before us on the Valeni show, that's the flavor of wing that he would have or be, you know, known by at Buffalo Wild Wings. Are you with him that this just means that SVG's coming back? Or do you kind of still think that the door might be open for SVG to just say, you know what, I'm good, I'm going to move on?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.